I love that voice. It's powerful. All right, good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
It's great to see you lovely people, these beautiful faces on tonight. It's always a blessing to come together with you all on a Wednesday night for community dinner, because I believe that you could really choose to be anywhere in the world tonight. But you're so faithful, you're so committed, you're so dedicated. You come out for fellowship, for community, and you're all a blessing. Hope you realize that. My name's Shamir Holmes, and I'm one of the pastoral interns here at Cornerstone Christian Fellowship, where our mission is bringing people to Jesus, becoming disciples of Jesus, and being sent out by Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
For those of you who may not know me, welcome. I'm only going to be before you pretty briefly tonight, and I want to talk from the message, Calling Forth Dead Things. Calling Forth Dead Things. You know, lately I've been thinking about the different areas of my life that, in all honesty, are very dormant. They're lifeless. They seem to have gone to sleep on me. Things that used to be so full of hope and such promise are now so stale. It seems as though they're covered in dust and cobwebs, just memories of yesteryear. I think about relationships that I once treasured and I just held so closely in my heart. And in my heart back in the day, I thought, these people are going to be my friends, my best friends for the rest of my life. But now, in reality, a lot of those people, I haven't talked to them in years. And the truth is, they weren't my best friends. A lot of relationships, a lot of people I had to let go. I remember dreams that I once had as a little girl, and at some point or another, I believed with all my heart, with all my might, that they were going to come to pass. I had great faith. Truth be told, it's like 10 plus years later, and unfortunately, a lot of those dreams haven't come to pass. Sometimes I find myself questioning, will they come to pass? And then there's that theme of family. We all have them. Love them or hate them, we all have them. And I find that some family members, you can pray and pray and pray and pray and intercede, and you can fast. You're right, Sister Lottie. Some people, some situations, they just don't ever seem to change, right? They just don't ever seem to get any better. Sometimes it feels as if all these situations, relationships, friendships, family situations, dreams, it feels like they've all died. And maybe, just maybe, some of you here tonight can relate. I don't know what the dead thing looks like in your life. I don't know what your lowly place feels like. But we've all been there. We're all human. As a matter of fact, I'm bold enough to say that you and I are probably living in some dead places right now, here tonight. Whether we want to admit it tonight or not. All of us have had to deal with some lifeless situations, be it relationships or goals, finances, our health, family issues, spiritual walks with God, just our faith walk, situations on our jobs, dead places. The other week I was reading John chapter 11 and was pleasantly surprised that this actual scripture in the Bible talks about these situations that I'm referring to tonight, the dead places. In this story in John chapter 11, Jesus' dear friend Lazarus gets really sick and he dies. And while Jesus is traveling, he's ministering to the masses, he's outreaching, he's performing miracle after miracle, his friend died and he laid in a tomb for 4 days. So upon Jesus traveling back to Judea, in a place that was a little hostile towards him, they were actually trying to crucify him. Mary and Martha, who were both sisters of Lazarus, they confronted Jesus in a loving way. They said, Lord, Lord, our brother is dead, and had you been here, he wouldn't have died. They were living in a dead situation. Literally, their brother had passed away. But then I read verse 4 in chapter 11. I'm going to share that with you tonight. It says, when Jesus heard that, he said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified through it. And then later on in verse 43, something miraculous happened. Jesus got wind from Mary and Martha that Lazarus was dead, laying up in this tomb. He went back to see about this in Judea, he and his disciples. And it says, now, When he had said these things, he cried with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come forth." And he who had died came out, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was wrapped with a cloth. And Jesus said to them, "Loose him and let him go." Yes. Now, if I was going to expand on the scripture a little deeper, I believe that God, Jesus Christ himself, was so powerful, he only said, "Lazarus, come forth," because if Jesus said any other name, everything that was dead would have come alive. Jesus could have spoke to the stones, right? The moss in the ground, the water, the rocks, everything, animals. If he had just spoke one word, everything that might have been laying dead in that situation near the tomb would have come to life, because he's just bad like that. These verses tell me that you and I serve a God of the impossible. Even today, this February 4th, 2015, he's a God of the resurrection. He's a God of awakening. And friends, he's able to raise things up from the dead. Surely, if he can raise up Lazarus, and he can raise up his son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, he can do the same thing for you and me. He can do the same thing and even greater. So I want to encourage somebody in here tonight that no matter what it looks like, how bad it feels, how long you've been facing this lifeless, seemingly dead situation, it's not over. Please know that you're not alone, because not one of us in this place tonight is exempt from the trials and tribulations of this lifetime. That's life, the good, the bad, and the ugly. But there's hope, and his name is Jesus Christ. Secondly, God can breathe on your circumstances and in an instant speak life to it. He can call that forth. So as I hasten to a close and my sister Terry comes forth for some moments of meditation through song, I want to leave one more verse with you tonight. And I think this is pretty powerful. It comes from 1 Corinthians 6, verse 14. And it says, "And God raised the Lord and will also raise us up by his power." So whatever dead thing, whatever thing might be weighing on your heart, that lowly place that came to mind when I first started talking, I want you to insert your situation right there in that verse. So this is what I imagine it looking like for you and me tonight. "And God raised the Lord and will also raise up my finances by his power. And God raised the Lord and will also raise up my addiction by his power. And God raised the Lord and will also raise up my family by his power." Thank you, Jesus. "And God raised the Lord and will also work out my unemployment situation by his power."
Amen. Amen.
Whatever's dead in your life, and I'm a living witness on this, God can speak life. He can speak life. He's more than able. He is more than able. So you insert your circumstance, you insert your dead situation, and know that God can and God will breathe life and raise it up by his power. The question is, will you and I have the faith to take him at his word and to see him resurrect all the dead things in our lives, starting right here, starting right now?
Amen.
God bless you. Thank you. Praise God. Just three brief announcements before we close in prayer. Immediately after this gathering, please join us in the room that's directly behind me for the CCF Recovery Meeting, Celebrate Recovery. It's a faith-based organization which is open. So any codependency, any situation or life circumstance, if you need support, you need some additional prayer, please come forth. Let us pray with you. And it's just an awesome time of fellowship. We're there for you. Be encouraged. It's directly behind me in the youth room. All are welcome. Also taking place right now next door in the gathering room are the healing rooms. And everyone's welcome to this opportunity also. No appointment necessary. There's no charge. It's a very private environment with some really great prayer warriors, some really great intercessors. So please take advantage. From like right about now till 9 p.m., folks are willing and waiting to pray with you. So please, if you're standing in the need of prayer, check out the healing rooms. Lastly, please see myself, my sister Sophia, my sister Terry, if you're looking for ways to get connected in our community, if you want to learn more about Cornerstone, we're here for you. We'd love to talk with you, love to pray for you, whatever you might be facing. Please be encouraged to reach out to any one of us. And now I just want to close out with a word of prayer before we all say goodnight. Heavenly Father, I just thank you for tonight. I thank you what my sister said, that, Lord, we all come alive. We come alive when you breathe on us. Father God, we know that you have the power to renew. We know that you have the power to rejuvenate, to awake. Lord God, I pray for a stirring of our faith in this place. I pray that whatever people came in here with that might have had them like bound and chained, just like Lazarus, you'd call them forth by their names on tonight, and they'd be set free, God. I pray that they'd be resurrected and come back to life. Lord God, look upon our circumstances, look upon our situations, look upon our relationships, the dreams in our hearts, God, that just seem like they're all gone away. And I just pray that you'd breathe life, Lord. I pray that tonight that we'd all have the faith, the grain of a mustard seed, Lord, to take you at your word, to let go, to let God, and just to like really dare you, Lord, just to let you show up and show out, to call forth the dead things in our lives. In Jesus' name, I just pray for safe travels. I pray for a blessed rest of the week for everyone that's under the sound of my voice. Pray for their home lives, Lord. I pray for their families. I pray for good health and strength and whatever they're standing in the need of, Lord. Look upon them and just bless them as only you can bless. And Father God, we'll just keep this word in our heart like a seed that's been planted, that you do call forth the dead things, that you do raise up old dusty situations, that you're the God of yesterday, today, and forevermore, and your hand never changes, and your love never fails. Lord, I just ask for radical blessings. Awaken us tonight with more of you. In Jesus' name, all God's children said, amen. Amen. Be blessed. Amazing.